I'm reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 13 this morning. Luke chapter 13. Begin in verse 22 where it says, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, He went through the cities and villages teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And then said one unto Him, someone asked Him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And He said unto them, strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. He says, when once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And He shall answer and say unto you, I know ye not whence you are. Someone asked Him, are there few that be saved? He didn't directly answer that, although in another place He did say, many are called, but few are chosen. In verse 22, it says, He went through the cities and villages teaching. And the Lord has His gospel, His word, His preachers have preached and taught in every place. Paul wrote in Romans, have they not heard? Verily, the sound, the word, the truth has gone out throughout all the world. And someone asked Him, are there few that be saved? Few that be saved. Well, He said, strive to enter in. Strive to enter into the kingdom of God. Strive. Note, the term saved is a laughable term today. The modern world scoffs at the notion that we need be saved. The fact is, now this is what the Word of God teaches, and those who have been saved or being saved, they know that they once were lost and now they're found. Mankind is lost. He doesn't know it. He's lost. He needs saving. If you're lost, you cannot save yourself. Someone else must come and find you. And that's what Jesus Christ came to this earth to do, to seek and to save the lost, He said. We can't save ourselves. He alone can and must save us, find us. Mankind, Scripture says, is dead in trespasses and sin. He's always very much alive to the things of the world, materialistic world, and the pleasures of the flesh and so forth. But spiritual matter, no, he's dead. He has no interest, no thoughts of God by nature. He's dead. He needs quickening. He needs to be given life. Life is not offered. Life must be given. The Lord came to save His people, Scripture says, from their sin. Sin. Sin is the cause of all the suffering and pain and sorrow and sickness and anger, wrath, malice, all the evil that's in the world. Sin. Sin entered the world. And then ultimately death is a result of sin. We need saved from sin. We need saved from the penalty of it, which is death. We need saved from the power of it that reigns and rules in the bodies and the minds and the hearts of unsaved people. We need saved from the presence of it. And that's what heaven, that's what the new earth is all about. A place wherein dwelleth righteousness. No sin. No sin. We need saved from the god of this world, from Satan, who holds people in captivity, who takes the things of this world and tempts and seduces people with it, and they fall for it. Everything. We need saved from ourselves, this old man within us. We need saved from wrath, the wrath of God, from destruction, from death. Only one way. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. He is the only Savior of sinners. He came to save. So He came preaching, repent. Repent. He came preaching, call. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. He came preaching, cry, ask, seek, knock, shall be open unto you. Strive to enter in at the strait gate. If you don't strive, you won't enter. If you don't call, the Lord won't save you. So He said in verse 24, strive to enter at the strait gate. Many, I say unto you, He said, well, seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the door is shut, the master of the house rises and shuts the door. He says, you'll seek to enter in and pound on that door. And he says, I don't know you. Depart from him. In the story of Noah's ark, the ark of Noah, that whole picture, that whole story is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. All those in that ark were saved. All those outside the ark were lost. They perished. The wrath of God, the judgment of God, the anger of God fell on them outside the ark. But those in the ark were saved. Now, that's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be found in him is to be saved. To be in him is to be saved. To be outside of him, left out of the kingdom of God, is to be damned, is to perish. Well, that ark was 100 years in being built. And the scripture says Noah was a preacher of righteousness, a preacher of the holiness of God, a preacher of the justice of God, a preacher of the law of God, the demands of God, the preacher of righteousness, which man is unrighteous. Scripture says there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that seeketh after God, not one by nature. But some do. The reason they do is God has mercy upon them. God calls them by his word, by his gospel, awakens them, quickens them, gives them life, gives them repentance and faith. And they ask, they seek, they knock, or they wouldn't do it if he didn't give them life. But they do. They call, they ask, they seek. That's how you know he's given them life. They ask, they seek, they come to Christ, they believe, they repent. They come to Christ. Those inside that ark were saved. They were brought in that ark by Noah. The animals came because Noah went out and found them and brought them in. Well, the door of that ark stayed open for 7 days after it was complete. Now, the work of salvation was completed by Jesus Christ on Calvary's tree. There's nothing left to be done. He did all things necessary for salvation of his people. He fulfilled the law. He brought in an everlasting righteousness. He paid for the sins of his people. And he said one day, stood up one day, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Do you know the name Noah means rest? Christ is the rest of his people. They rest in him. They believe him. They trust him who finished this work of salvation. He is their rest. He is their Sabbath. And they are in him and believe him and trust him. And they are saved. They are saved. Well, the door of that ark, Noah's ark, stayed open 7 days. People, I believe that we're in the very last of the last days. The gospel is still being preached. I am preaching to you this morning. Come to Christ. Come. Come. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Come. Come to Christ. The door is open, the door of God's mercy, the door of God's grace, the door of salvation. Come. Well, there came a day, and our Lord said this, when God shut that door. He shut the door of Noah's ark, and then the rain began to fall. And the judgment and wrath of God fell upon planet Earth, and millions of people died, perished. God didn't love them. He loved those in the ark. And that's the truth. And our Lord said, there's coming a day, as in the days of Noah, when the Son of Man is coming. And the door of mercy is open right now. So I say, come unto Christ. Come, come. And he says here in our text, strive to enter in. Strive to enter in this straight gate. Many, I say, after the door is shut, they will seek to enter, but won't be able. Now, let me ask you two questions. What is the straight gate? And what does it mean to strive? What is the straight gate? Well, a gate is a barrier, a fence, a wall, something in a fence or wall that bars the way into one place. The gate must be open unto you to be let in or let out. It's a passageway in and out of a city or a pasture. Christ, Jesus Christ, is the straight gate. He is the way, the only way into the kingdom of God, into heaven itself, eternal life. He said that. He said, I am the door of the sheepfold. A gate is a barrier in a wall or a fence. It bars the way. A wall separates those on the outside from the inside. You can't climb over. If you do, our Lord said in John 10, those who attempt to climb over or get in some other way are called thieves and robbers. You must come one way, the gate. And the gate is locked, and you have no key, and you can't get in of your own will or of your own power. Jesus Christ is the gate. He said, I am the door. He said, I am the way. He has the keys of hell and death. You can't just come in when you want to. He must let you in. Well, how? How does one get in the gate, get into the kingdom? How does one come to God? They come by Christ. How? They ask. They seek. They knock. He said that. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open. Lord, here's it. Here's what it means to ask. Lord, would you let me into your kingdom? There was a thief on the cross right beside the Lord Jesus Christ when he was being crucified. He never did anything good his whole life. He was nothing but an evil, wicked, vile sinner. And he looked to the Lord Jesus Christ. He heard his words. He heard everything Christ said from that cross. And the Spirit of God convicted him of his sin. And he looked to the Lord Jesus Christ. He looked over at the Lord beside him. And he said one thing. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, would you let me into your kingdom? Your King, your Lord. You're the master, the owner, the ruler of this whole planet Earth and heaven itself. Would you let me into your kingdom? He said, I will. Christ is the way. He must let us in. He must bring us to God. What does it mean to strive? What does it mean to strive? Well, there's a story of old Jacob one time. He was left alone, and a man came and wrestled with Jacob. That man was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wrestled with Jacob, and Jacob said this as they were wrestling, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go. I won't go away. I'm going to keep striving. Striving means to wrestle in prayer and seek, ask, call until the door is open. Strive to enter in. Strive to enter in. Ask, seek, knock. That's what it means, strive. There's another scripture our Lord said, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force, meaning, open unto us, please, please, and all who do, all who strive, all who seek to enter in, shall enter. You have the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ on that. Strive, he said. Many, after it's all, if it's too late, will say, let us in. He will shut the door and say, I know you not. You're not my people. You're not my people. Have you heard his word? Oh, strive to enter in. Come to Christ. Amen.